I was here, the honor of being here last year doing this, and it's something really, really special here, especially on these Thursday nights. We've been, you guys are very lucky to have Ben and to have each other also. Usually would go around the room and say each other's names, but I think it's might be too many people here. So I guess even just for a moment, just before we start, just to connect to each other. And you could do that even by scanning around the room and thinking about the different friends that you have right here who have been here with you from the beginning of the year. Maybe last year as well. And just taking that moment to connect. Okay. So if we could all just take a moment to close our eyes or keep them open. To just breathe in and breathe out. Yeah, that's it. And again, the idea of the music and the meditation, that the word Chazan, who's the one who leads the songs, Rabbi Nachman, he explains that it's the same root as Chazon, which is a seer, a prophet, that when we're connecting to music, we're connecting to that deep place. And I don't know if there's a human being that doesn't connect to music. And music is this tool and it's this reality that could take us higher, that could take us deeper. So just taking a moment just to connect to the aspect of music, and we'll be doing that here. And meditation as well is the way of davening, of getting into that state of mindfulness of Yushabhadat. The way of prayer is the way of getting to that space of higher consciousness and prophecy. So by bringing both of these modalities together, meditation and music, I bless us all that we should be able to, one, just tap into some more peace and calm. Right now it's a really chaotic time. In all of Am Yisrael, as a klal, the Shechina is in a lot of pain. God's presence is in a lot of pain. And Am Yisrael is in a lot of pain. And also every individual is going through something. So we can use all of that to really get closer and deeper to each other. If this word did something, if Hamas did something to us, it's bringing us a lot closer. It's bringing us a lot closer. So the idea is always to find that meaning, to find that purpose in the pain. So may we find that inner strength of harmony, of unity, of connection to each other. Letting go of all that hatred, of that baseless hatred. All that silliness of needing to compare ourselves to our friends. Putting friends down to make us feel better. We could just let go of all of that. And the deeper that we're able to connect to ourselves right here, the easier it is to connect to each other, the more we're able to recognize that we're also connected, we're also close. That in that place of soul, in that place of neshama, we're really not so distant from each other. And by tapping deeper and deeper into that, we're able to notice how similar and how one and united we are, which is the secret of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, being able to love our neighbor as ourself by recognizing how one we are with each other. So first, by moving into that space of unity with each other, it's also helpful to get into that place of soul. That place of calm and serenity, so that we can connect deeper and deeper. And also just sending each other support, sending each other energy and positivity. And we're getting closer and closer to Shabbat, which is that time of peace, of serenity. So just again, moving back to that breath, breathing in together and breathing out. And when there are a lot of people in a room, there are strengths and there are weaknesses. The strengths is that we have the collective power of each other. And we even know that a minion of 10 Jews is so much more powerful, and there's so much more Shechina, and God's presence is able to fall upon us. At the same time, there's also more distractions. So we can notice also the distractions. And then just bring ourselves back to the breath and notice that there will be distractions here. Whether it's external distractions or internal distractions, people getting up, people sitting, our mind moving. And we can use this as a way to control our minds, that we don't have to be wavered by the external distractions, that we could choose to place our mind and our consciousness and our attention, our kavana, where we choose, where we want to. And by doing so, it allows us to get deeper and deeper, closer and more connected to that place of self, that place of peace, of serenity. So you can notice the distraction and you can bring yourself back to the breath. Notice the distraction, bring yourself back to the breath. So just breathing through the nose and out through the mouth. Just breathing in positivity into the body and breathing out negativity. One of the ways in which to get into that state of meditation is to just notice and be curious. So you can start noticing and being curious of the noise in the background. You can notice the distractions. You can notice what it feels like to sit on that chair. Notice what the air feels like. Notice what the breath feels like. And just allowing the mind to wander. The more we're allowing the mind to wander, the more we're allowing ourselves to be free. And when we're tapping into that freedom, we're tapping into that soul, we're tapping into that space, which is not separate, that place of unity within. And that place that just is, that could just be, that could just notice, that could notice all of us together over here connecting deeper, that could notice the strumming of the guitar, the finger picking, that can notice my voice, that can notice whether it's hot or whether it's cold in this room, that can notice the different thoughts that are coming up into the mind and that are leaving, that can notice if there are any positive sensations in the body or negative sensations in the body. As we're moving deeper and deeper into that place of awareness, of noticing, that place of soul, the nishama, which is the same root as nishima, the breathing, that when we're connecting to our breath, it allows us to connect to that soul. So again, just breathing in and breathing out. As we're breathing in, just feeling the air rushing into the body, the shoulders rising up, and as we're breathing out, just letting go, the shoulders dropping, just feeling heavier and just sinking deeper and deeper. As we're breathing in, just feeling lighter and lighter. You can almost imagine a balloon just filling up with air, just rising higher and higher. As we're breathing out, just letting go, the air drops and just sinks, just like a pebble dropping into the ocean, just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into Shabbat, into serenity, into rest. You could even imagine a moment of Shabbat, of rest, of peace, where you just were. And whenever there's chaos in the mind and chaos outside, there's always serenity and peace inside that we could tap into. There's always that Nekuda Tova, that good point, that place of peace, that place of light, that place of godliness that just is. So you could start piercing through all that pain, moving into light. And again, just breathing in through the nose, the shoulders rising up, feeling lighter and lighter as we're breathing out, just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into the meditation. Just breathing in, the shoulders rising up, and breathing out, the shoulders dropping, just sinking deeper and deeper, just like a pebble dropping into the ocean, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. And whenever you're holding on to, and we're all holding on to a lot, we could just let that go. Anything we're holding on to, any of those needs, any of those expectations, any of those fears, just letting some of that go. And it's not about pushing or shoving, it's about just noticing it and letting it go as we're breathing in positivity and warmth and sending each other positivity and peace and well-being. That when we're praying for Am Yisrael, What we're doing is we're having them in mind, and we're using our consciousness when we're praying and when we're facing the Kotel. We're using our mind to place our attention on a certain spot. So our mind is really powerful. And by sending positive energy and peace to each other, perhaps we could even feel it and just let that in into our body, and just letting go any of that negativity, anything that we don't need. The idea of an ayin hara, of looking at somebody with an evil eye, actually has negative repercussions, that when we look at our brother in a negative way, it could actually negatively affect him and impact him. When we looked at each other with light and with positivity, and we're seeing the benefit of the doubt with an Am Yisrael and the Jewish people and each other right here, we're able to open up that sense of tshuva, of him being able to return to that deepest place, to that place of serenity, of peace, of God. So again, just breathing in the positivity that each one of us is sending to each other, and sending each other positivity and receiving it, and breathing out any negativity, anything we don't need, and just sinking deeper and deeper into that. Breath is that movement of life, that we fall down, we get back up, we fall down, we get back up, that the breath is always going in and going out. The histakut and the itpashtut, the removing, and then the spreading of the light, and just zooming out of all of that. You could zoom out of the body even a bit, and place the awareness and the attention on the top of the head, and allowing the top of your head to soften and relax. And with our mind, we're also able to allow the body to relax a bit. And we hold pain in our body, we hold stress in our body. So if we're holding, we could just let some of that go, and allow ourselves to feel some more of that peace and that freedom, which will allow us to connect deeper and deeper to our souls and to each other, to that neshama klali, to the shorish neshama of all of the souls, as Rav Kook talks about. So just allowing the top of the head to relax, allowing the forehead to relax and soften. And if you're noticing that your mind wanders from the body, you can just bring it right back. And if you have any thoughts of like, what am I doing right now, this is super weird, you could also notice that and bring yourself back to noticing and softening the body, allowing the nose to soften and relax, the cheeks to soften and relax, the cheekbones to soften and relax. Sometimes we're holding anger there, we could let some of that go. Anger is that sense of expectation that we need something. Could allow all those expectations to go. And the more that we're allowing our expectations to release, the more freedom we have to be with just what is, to be in the moment, to allow ourselves to live from that place of peace and not from that place of need and that place of want. Allowing the shoulders to soften and relax, the neck to soften and relax, just dropping deeper and deeper and deeper into that place of serenity. Allowing the arms to drop and relax, the elbows to sink and drop and relax, the wrists, the hands, the fingertips to sink and drop and relax, and even droop a little bit, just allowing the whole body to just sink deeper and deeper. You can imagine again that pebble dropping into the ocean, just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into the space over here. Any of those external thoughts, you can worry about them after, and just zoom deeper and deeper into just allowing the body to relax, allowing the chest to relax and soften the back, to relax and soften the stomach, relax and soften. Maybe there's some pain in there that we could just let go. You can maybe even imagine some of that pain in your mind's eye and allowing that to disappear and evaporate, allowing the thighs to relax and soften, the knees to relax and soften, the calf muscles to relax and soften, down to the feet to relax and soften, just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into the meditation, into this moment, into this space of vastness that doesn't have a beginning or an end, that just is, that doesn't have to do anything, that doesn't have to prove anything, that doesn't have to go anywhere, and that could choose what you want. From this space, you could choose what you want. You don't have to let your pain choose what you want. Your soul could choose what you want. Do you want to learn more? Do you want to connect more? Do you want to be able to find some more peace? What do you want? And choosing from that place of relaxation, not from that place of me, not from that place of what this person needs from me, what that person needs from me. And now just, you just imagine some light around the body and just sinking deeper and deeper into the meditation, just allowing the body again and scanning through it to relax more and more and more, more and more and more, deeper and deeper and deeper into this space. Perhaps even into this space of each other, into this vastness where we could all connect and become one. That place of Shorish Neshama, of that Knesset Yisrael. As we're sinking deeper and deeper into space of relaxation, if you could for a moment just allow a thought to rise up into your mind's eye. A thought of Shabbat, a thought of peace, of serenity, perhaps with family, with friends, and just noticing what it's like to see that image. Maybe it's a sound, maybe it's an image, you could jump into it. Where were you? Are there any smells over there in that space? Any noises? Just allowing yourself to be in that thought. What is that thought? The first thought that just comes up, the image, the sound, the peace. Zoom out of that thought of peace and see it get smaller and smaller and smaller. And you want to be with that thought, that place of peace, of Shabbat, of rest, of serenity, of the 6 days of the week we're moving and we're going. And Shabbat Vayinafash, Shabbat we rest. And as we're singing this song together of Shabbat, when you catch on to the tune, feel free to sing along, singing together. And as we're singing together, we're allowing ourselves to be able to ride on that journey of the music to take us where we need to go, wherever that is. Perhaps towards that place of peace, that place of relaxation, or wherever else you need to go. As we're singing this, you can imagine yourself just getting closer and closer to that thought. Until we get to the Take Me Shabbat, until we allow that thought to take us, allow that place of peace to take over us and all of us, and sending each other again some of that serenity. Because not all of us could get there, but we could help each other get there. And by sending each other more and more, and by giving each other more and more support, more of us could get there. So that all of us could get there.
Thank you. Choosing to connect to the light, looking at each other with an Ayatova, could allow ourselves to forgive each other, and just connecting to the goodness, connecting to the light of each other, just diving deeper and deeper into this place, into the soul, until we're just recognizing how close we are, how unified we are, from that place of expansiveness, that we could dive into that place of expansiveness that doesn't have a beginning or an end, just sinking deeper and deeper into that soul place of the Shorash Neshama, the Knesset Yisrael, connected to the Shechina. That it was just the yard site of Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu is also referred to as the Shechina. That we could connect deeper and deeper to the Shechina, to Am Yisrael, to Knesset Yisrael. And as we're just getting closer, just sending healing and just sending refuah shleima and sending light to all of Am Yisrael that is in pain. To the captives, to the families of the captives, to the families of the ones who lost their loved ones. To all the soldiers that are risking their lives, just connecting to all of Am Yisrael and connecting to behind all the pain, to that place of light, that we're strong, that Am Yisrael is strong, that Am Yisrael is alive, stronger than ever. So we're just, as we sing Am Yisrael Chai, we gotta sew all the souls, stitch them all together. No matter what is thrown, we'll be strong, strong forever. That just by connecting the souls to each other, we're getting stronger and stronger. And feel free to sing along when you catch on to the tune.
I'm Israel. Go!
Shalom bayit, when there's the two opposites coming together, it creates peace. So if we could even open up our hands, if they're like potecha sedecha, and just bringing down some peace, some light into our lives, allowing that to overflow into all of Am Yisrael, all of the Jewish people. And using this energy of any peace that we're able to find right here, even if it was for a moment where we found peace, connecting to that and just knowing that that's a vessel that we can bring down more peace, more light, more healing to all of the souls that need healing, to all of the bodies that need healing. To all of us over here, whether it's physical or psychological or spiritual, just bringing each other healing and light, and our families. And sing along when you catch on to the tune.
Yeah.
If we can just take a moment, just send a prayer, pray in your own words. Just to send some more healing to the Jewish people, to the Chayalim, to the Chayalot, to the captives. In this place of peace, just sending that light over there. That we should all be protected, we should all be safe. Into your nose, through the nose, and out through the mouth. Breathe in and breathe out. Just allowing ourselves to ground ourselves back into the space over here. Just knowing that there's a concept called Rishimo, that there's an imprint, that when you experience anything, you could always return back to it. So if there's any positive experience of connection, of light, of serenity, of Nekuda Tova, of anything that was positive, even if it was just for a moment of connection, you could always return back there. Just by being able to sense that sensation and then just knowing that you could zoom into it and place your awareness there. And allow it to just take and move, allow your whole body to enter into it, if you would like. Taking another breath in, and a breath out. Just again sending each other support, sending each other positivity and peace, the rest of the Jewish people. Wiggle your fingers, your toes, feeling your feet on the floor, hearing the noises in the background, just grounding yourself back. You can open your eyes when you're ready to do so, or you can
thank you very much. You guys have